This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, live and in person. And despite what you might have heard last week at the introduction of the show, I was actually not afraid to drive in a blizzard. I was cautioned not to come in by the messenger. Let's put it that way. So I have been driving in blizzard since I have been old enough to drive. I grew up in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, and if anybody who has ever listened to the song Pennsylvania Turnpike, there's a little verse in there where the singer says, "I'm up in Somerset and the snowplow ain't come yet. Pennsylvania Turnpike, I'm stuck on you." Well, that was where I grew up, and that's where I learned to drive, and I have driven in many blizzards, Brian. No, it was a big snowstorm last week, and it was wonderful to just kind of chill out a little bit and not have to come in. And I hope you enjoyed last week's show. It was a rebroadcast of the show we did for the first day of deer season. So we had some guests on there, and it was interesting content. So I hope you were entertained. Today, however, is a live show. We do have a guest coming up in the next hour, and that will be Eric Bittner. He is the facility manager for the Albert Powell Hatchery, and he's the guy that goes to all the trout spots. So if you're a trout fisherman, the trout stocking schedule is just about ready to release from DNR, and Albert is from Albert Powell Hatchery. Eric Bittner will be here to talk about that a little bit later in the second hour. So we're going to talk about a lot of different things with trout season. So those of you who are headed out for the final day today of the deer season, it's crunchy out there. It's crunchy out there, but why wouldn't you? If I had my druthers, I would be tromping the deer woods sometime later today. My lease in Montgomery County, the road is still impassable down through the woods, and I could hike it, I guess, which would be fine, but I'd rather wait till the snow was a little less crunchy to do that. Maybe this afternoon it would warm up. But I will be heading up to Kent and Cecil County a little later today. So, anyway, the last day of the deer firearm season, I believe, was the last day we were here, wasn't it? No. What was last week's date? Last week was the 23rd. When was I here? I was here the 16th. I was here that day. Oh, then I shared some of those stories. Following Monday, I guess, was the Martin Luther King commemoration on Monday, and took Jacob goose hunting. We went with our friends from Papa John's Farm, Schillinger family, and it was an afternoon hunt. It was an afternoon hunt, and there was no rush to get into the blind until we got there. The decoys had been set about an hour or so before we got to the blind, and we were very lucky to have, you know, coolish temperatures, not horrible. And the geese flew, and nine of us took our limits in about 45 minutes. So it was a great shoot. Jacob had a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun, and great camaraderie, and, you know, plenty of birds. So that was, I think, the last hunt that I've been on. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen next? Rabbit season, maybe? I don't know. Maybe some squirrels. Maybe some late waterfowl, snow geese. We'll see. We'll find out. All that being said, there is a lot of stuff going on in the world of the hunting community as it revolves around the General Assembly in Annapolis. First things first, however, I would like to announce the second annual Blaze and Camo Day. This is the Hunters Rally in Annapolis coming up this Thursday, February 4th from 9 to 11 a.m. It's going to be at the State House in Lawyers Mall. And we invite all the hunters and trappers in Maryland, anyone who's involved in hunting. And what we go there for is to rally, to let our elected officials of the 2016 General Assembly know that hunters are a political force to be reckoned with. There are over 100,000 of us, licensed hunters. We contribute $266 million in the Maryland economy. 4,500 jobs are dependent on hunting in Maryland, and hunters are united. We invite you to join us in the Navy Marine Stadium parking lot. Try to be there by 8:30. Now, that is off Taylor Avenue. If you take Rao Boulevard off of 50, you go to Taylor Avenue. You turn right, right there at the Taws Building where the DNR and the district court is. You turn in there. You go to the third entrance into the Navy Marine Stadium parking lot, and then we'll... You can either take the shuttle to Lawyers Mall, or you can walk with us as a group. It's about a, I don't know, maybe a quarter to a half mile at the most. But it was quite a sight to see this group of folks in blaze orange hats last year walking down the street at 9 o'clock in the morning headed towards the Capitol. We hunt, and you know what? We vote. Maryland Hunting Coalition is sponsoring this event. We invite you to wear your blaze orange cap and your camouflage jacket. Absolutely no firearms, no knives, no bows, no arrows, nothing. And if you'd like to, you know, if you need to go into one of the state buildings to use the restroom, you're going to have to go through the security check system. So bring your photo ID. And again, no pocket knives or anything like that. So you can log on to mdhuntingcoalition.org for more information. Call here at the show or email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We did put the details in the last issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is online at marylandhuntingquarterly.com. So we invite you to Blaze and Camo Day. Now, what's going on in the General Assembly? Two of the coalition-led and coalition-supported bills are in the General Assembly. There are a number of hunting bills. There are a number of rumors and whispers out there that we've heard about some other things that are not that are detrimental to us concerning Sunday hunting. There's going to be another assault on Sunday hunting by the Horse Council. They're shopping their legislation, trying to find a sponsor, and we hope nobody touches it, but we'll see. That would restrict the hours that we are allowed to hunt on Sundays, and it's just wrong. Oh, wait a minute. That was the first slurp of coffee there this morning. Hold on. Oh, boy. Just the right temperature. Good taste, too. Anyway, that's one thing we've heard. We know that there's going to be some legislation introduced on deer management permits, crop damage permits in a couple of select counties, and we're working on having a meeting with the sponsor on that. But, pardon me, our signature initiative is the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. And that takes the form in the Senate, Bill 266, and in the House Bill 410. 410 was introduced yesterday, and we know the hearing is coming up on 410 in the House on February 17th at 1 p.m. That's going to be in the House Environmental Transportation Committee on February 17th. So we'd like you to attend. You don't have to say anything. Just like you to see a show of force there in the gallery. On February 9th, they're hearing in the Senate building, they're hearing Senate Bill 266, which is the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. And if you need details on that, you can go on again on the coalition website and get the details on that. And maybe we have to take a little break here. I'll come back. I didn't bring my little cheat sheet in to talk about it. and I don't want to go online and talk about it, but basically we're putting the hammer down on poachers with mandatory fines from $2,000 to $20,000. I said from $2,000 to $20,000. There's a great article in the there was an article this week in the Washington Post. There was an article in the Cumberland Times. There was an article on the Eastern Shore. I don't know, it was WBOC or one of those online services over there. There's an article this morning, as of yesterday, in the Capital Gazette. It used to be the Annapolis Capital. And the details are generally correct. I mean, they emphasize the $20,000 fine and not much of the else of the rest of the details of the bill. But fair article in the Capital Gazette, if you want to read that from yesterday. Chris Dollar did a nice job and was in contact with us. So it's good to see that. So it's out there. The other initiative that we are supporting the Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum on is the effort to make the canvasback duck, because of its history, the official state duck of Maryland. And we have been working diligently. Now, of course, the folks in Howard E. Grace, the Decoy Museum, they've come up with support in the county from the county executive and the county council and the mayor of Howard E. Grace and Visit Hartford and others. And the coalition has followed up. And we've garnered letters of support in hand from the Ward Museum of Waterfowl Art in Salisbury, the national organization called Ducks Unlimited, national organization Delta Waterfowl, the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, locally the Maryland Waterfowlers Association, the Wellwood Club, the Wellwood Restaurant up in Cecil County, where there's rich history of hunting in the Wellwood Club. This was a club that was visited by at least three presidents, Grover Cleveland, Teddy Roosevelt, and others. And then one of the ones that was the biggest surprise, and we were extremely happy with this, James Taylor, not the singer, Jim Taylor, the wildlife artist who designed this year's 2015-16 Maryland duck stamp, which is a pair of canvas backs, heard about our effort and reached out to Senator Cassidy, the sponsor in the Senate, and said, I'm the artist who's designed the 2015-16 duck stamp in Maryland, and I would like to support the effort of the canvasback duck becoming the official state duck. And he designed a poster. He actually designed a poster to support the Senate Bill 27 that Senator Cassidy introduced. So it's all coming together. We hope that the General Assembly can hear the appeal of why the canvasback should be the state duck of Maryland. And I've listed the history there the last time we were on the air. And if not, you know, maybe we'll do it again here this week. But again, the Maryland Hunting Coalition for Hunters is doing everything it can do to protect and promote our outdoors traditions and heritage and our privileges in Annapolis. When they're under assault, we rise to the occasion. And when we have issues that we think need addressed in the hunting community, we do that. We don't get involved in the little local bills. And I don't mean to demean them by calling them little, but, you know, if there's a bill to increase Sunday hunting opportunities in Caroline County this year, and that's fine. That's what the sportsmen of Caroline County wants to do. They've influenced their delegation to submit legislation, and we're great. We're certainly fine with that. But we encourage the hunters in those local jurisdictions to step up and defend their own hunting privileges. Caroline County hunters, you need to show up to defend, to defend your position. In southern Maryland, in I believe St. Mary's County, there's an archery safety zone bill submitted by Delegate O'Donnell. Hey guys, step up, show up at the hearing. If you want these bills passed, you got to show up and support the lawmaker that you've asked to put them in. So on February 9th, we're asking you as a hunter in Maryland to show up and support the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. You know, I hear horror stories all across the state. Heard one the other day that was just horrific. Up towards a northeastern section of Maryland, and I'm not going to say where, There was a young lady who had just started bow hunting several years ago. She was in her archery stand in the middle of October, and a shot went off so close, a gunshot went off so close, she almost jumped out of the stand right at dusk. And she had been watching this 9-point buck. They had it on trail camera. They had it pretty much patterned, and she was waiting for that deer to show up to take it with her bow and arrow. And a shot went off right next to her. It was either on their own property or it was on public land next door. Now, you shouldn't be shooting a gun in the middle of October at a deer. It wasn't muzzleloader season or anything else. It was before that. Well, the shot rang out. She went and told her dad. Her dad went out to look to see if he could find anything. He couldn't. And the next day, a picture showed up on email of this beautiful 9-point that they had seen on their camera with a crossbow bolt stuck in the side of it. Well, and no person in the picture, no hero shot. So the deer was likely shot with a shotgun, and the crossbow picture was staged, and yet here was this deer that these folks had cultivated all year. And it was stolen from them by someone who was either trespassing on their property or hunting illegally on state land. So this is the kind of folks that laugh at the law, don't believe they're ever going to get caught, and they seem to know who did it, and the investigation never went forward. It was given lip service, but the investigation never went forward. So. These are the things that we're addressing, and these are the things we hear all across Maryland, from west to east and north to south. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We invite you to give us a call. That's my opening monologue, I guess, or my opening rant, if you want to call it that, and we'll be glad to take your phone calls. So, I think we're getting close to a break. I think we are, but let's see who's on the line. Take another slug of coffee here. Let's talk to Jerry in Dundalk. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. I just got done talking to the lady in Richmond, and she transferred over to another lady named Robin, and she's going to call me back at 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, good. Okay.
For further discussions. And, Mr. Ellis, I have to thank you very much. You're very sincere in whatever you do, and I enjoy calling your show, and I listen to it every Saturday.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry. Thank you very much, and I'm glad we were able to connect you with that.
And if things work out, I'm going to invite you down south to do a lot of hunting.
Wow, that would be great. I don't know if you talked to the homeowner or not, but
not yet.
There's abundant turkey, there's abundant deer on that property, and I think you'll be pleased.
And variety is the spice of life for you.
Exactly.
Right, bye, Mr. Ellis.
All right, thanks, Jerry. See ya. Jerry's the one that called in about the home that we talked about for sale in Florida. I know the landowner, and it looks like he's made a connection. Let's talk to David in Parkville, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I got on your web or the Merlin Lutton Coalition website.
Yep.
And I kind of wanted to write a message to them or ask for some help for something.
Yeah.
Find any kind of way to do that on that website unless you join.
Info at mdhuntingcoalition.org. Now, did you look at the website or the Facebook page?
I was on a website.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, I think that,
I looked up all the information that you had there about poaching and stuff like that, but I wanted to leave a message. I couldn't do it.
You mean right on the website?
Right on the website.
No, we don't do that. It's not a comment page. Nope.
Okay.
You have to reach out and send us an email. But you're talking to me now, so what's the message?
The point is that Lock Raven, I hunt Lock Raven a lot with the bow.
Yep.
And you know what? You know, there's no parking anywhere. You
right.
You gotta walk a couple miles to get to a really good spot sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to suggest that if the city would allow a parking permit, and you know you pay $5 or $10,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in your windshield that you could park anywhere around that park in the hunting area or anywhere around the reservoir in the hunting area.
Mm.
You
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she would have to walk, and at least you got this permit in your windshield, just like you do it on a lot of the public hunting lands areas, the managed hunting areas.
Right. Right. Well, that is you're absolutely right. That is a city issue. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're making money, and it's easier for a hunter.
Yeah. Well, David, why don't you drop me an email to that effect?
Are you Ellis.Ellis?
Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com.
Okay, Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com.
Right.
Okay. All right, bud.
All right. Thanks, bud. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. There he goes. All right, we will take a break now. All right, well, sorry we've been away, but the folks at Chesapeake Outdoors are inviting you to a wonderful sale. Listen to this. All their hunting clothing, their apparel, from the folks at Drake, who make spectacular waterfowl clothing, and others, are on sale up to 40% off. 40% off. That's a nice sale on outdoor apparel. It's time to get geared up for the late waterfowl season, you know, and check it out, and you can save 40% on your apparel. That's for sure. Now, I know that the Mossberg guns are still on sale, and I know that the decoys are still on sale. The duck decoys from Avery are also on sale as well. So if you're headed around the Eastern Shore today, make sure you stop by Chesapeake Outdoors. They're at exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, right there on across the Bay Bridge. If you're going that way, or if you're on the shore, it's 39B Dominion Road. Right there, you'll be able to see the store. It's pretty easy to spot, the big green sign on the highway. But if you go there, you'll also be able to see the great amount of fishing and hunting gear. Now, gearing up for fishing season, but you know they carry some different stuff. They carry the Escort and Shoppa firearms, the Remington, CVA, the CVA muzzleloader that we advertise a lot. The Mossberg firearms are all on sale, all on clearance sale. So you want to check that out. If you are successful with your waterfowl, they'll pick your ducks and your geese. We had six birds breasted out for us the other day down there, and that was a lot of fun. Getting those back, they're brining right now. They carry the Bubba Blade knives and then bows like Matthews and Mission and Hoyt and 10-point crossbows, Carbon Express, Barnett, Excalibur, and Parker, all those in the archery world. So why don't you check that out at Chesapeake Outdoors, and you'll enjoy your trip right there. Drop your geese off, go get some lunch, or just shop and browse while they're taking care of your waterfowl. Chesapeake Outdoors. And don't forget that big old sale. Oh, phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with over 200 seminars from your favorite hunting and fishing pros, like Chris Brackett, Lee and Tiffany, Sean Creechby, Heartland Bowhunter, Mike Iaconelli, Ish Monroe, Pigman, Matt Morant, and many more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
Third King of the road. Boy, I tell you, I live that every day. Good grief. We did a little estimation here when the truck hit 200,000 miles and calculated the number of days between the day I bought the truck and the day I hit 200,000 miles. I'm at 212 right now. 123 miles a day, every day that I average in the pickup truck. Yeah, that's what I do. On the road all the time. So, you know, I was thinking during the break, I was thinking about that call from a fellow about that hunts Loch Raven and he didn't want to walk to access his hunting area. And just a couple brief thoughts, and this is no critique or no criticism, but as a hunter, listen, I take the easy route when I can. And if there's an easy route, that's fine. There's not a problem with that. But if I really, really, really need to make an impact, I'm going to explore that territory. And even if I have to walk a half hour to get to my stand or an hour or whatever it might be, and in some public lands you need to do that and figure out how to approach on the wind and how to get to where you're going to get to rather than just get out of your car and, you know, in 15 seconds you're hunting. We have had conversations with friends on this topic. We don't hunt anymore. We don't hunt anymore. We pick our spot, we walk to our stand, and we wait for the deer to come by, you know? And not picking on this guy, again, as I said, he wants to make it easier to access the remote areas. Well, once you make it easier to access a remote area, it's not a remote area anymore. And then you've got to contend with other people, you know, in your face, especially on public land. And I understand it. And then the other point that he illustrated to me was the fact that he's trying to leave a message on the website for the Maryland Hunting Coalition to respond to for an idea. And we certainly do respond to ideas. We have all types of ways to communicate with the coalition. info@mdhuntingcoalition.org. You can contact me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. There's all kinds of ways. You know, we're not a forum type website. Okay, we're an information type website, and we don't want a forum. We've got a Facebook page for that. So, I guess the idea is that he wants the hunting coalition to do something with the city of Baltimore to make it easier for hunters. Fine and all right. But isn't he a citizen? Isn't he a citizen? Isn't this the government of, for, and by the people? Shouldn't this fellow David, shouldn't he write to the city or call the city and say, who do I talk to? No. This is part of the dilemma. The dilemma is that we all want somebody else to do it for us. Okay? We want somebody else to do it for us. We want to hire somebody to accomplish something that we can gain without benefit, without having to do anything ourselves. And again, I'm not picking on this fella, but it that was going on in my head during the break. Okay, he's reaching out to the coalition to do something to benefit him as a hunter. And never said, hey, where can I make a contribution? I think you guys are doing a great job. You know, you talked about putting hammer down on these poachers. We have problems with poachers, you know, on our property. How can I help? What can I do to get involved? Couple things. Show up at Blazing Camo Day. We'll give you a free hat. You know, go to our dinner. Spend $50 on a ticket. Come and you know, buy some raffle tickets or something like that to help the coalition. And, you know, you may win something. And we got a great benefit plan, by the way. I'm telling you, there's more about that coming up here in a minute. But, you know, not complaining. Not one bit am I complaining. I am just making a statement here. Fella calls my radio show here, the Outdoors and Radio Show, knows I represent the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and I do as executive director. And he says, I can't communicate with you the way I want to on your website because, you know, you haven't made it easy enough for me to communicate with you. Okay. Now, I didn't see any record of any contribution coming through. I didn't see any record of the, you know, the PayPal account, you know, that he's bought tickets for our event. I didn't hear anything in his voice that indicated that he would go to Blazing Camo Day to speak to lawmakers on his own. He said, the city ought to do something. How is the city to know, or how is the city to understand, unless you communicate with the people that make the decisions? Well, that's why he called me. He wants us to do that lifting. He wants us to take our time and our effort to do something that would accommodate him and the other folks at Loch Raven. Well, that's fine. I get that. Send us an email. Start the conversation. We may be able to refer you to somebody that you can have a conversation with. Am I making sense? I'm not sure I am. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Love to talk to you about it. What are your thoughts on this? I know it's early in the morning. I get that. But that's why you tune into the show, to talk about things like that. Isn't it? I don't know. Why do you listen? Let's talk about that fundraiser I talked about. It's coming up on March 26th in the city of Westminster, town of Westminster, Maryland. It's called the Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. It's at Martin's in Westminster. That's on Germer Lane behind the mall. Saturday, March 26th from noon to 4. It's a bull roast. Roast beef, steamed shrimp, turkey, salads, desserts, soft drinks, beer, gun raffles, bucket raffles, a silent auction, a live auction, door prizes, and awards. We have shotguns and rifles and muzzleloaders and bows and crossbows and some pretty cool stuff, too, some surprise stuff that we've got coming in. We've got decoys and waterfowl gear, taxidermy certificates, gift cards. It's $50 to show up for that. And, of course, you know, there'll be all kinds of things that you can win there. Last year we had 160-some items that we raffled or auctioned off. And we've got some support from the hunting community all across the state. We've got a couple of firearms now. We've got more coming. And we just heard from Benelli that they're going to support us with a beautiful Benelli Montefeltro. That's a $1,200 firearm. And the folks at Benelli understand what we're doing, and they support us in that. And we are grateful to them. So, anyway, let's talk to Nick in Chestertown, see what he has to say. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Alan, Nick Fornero, Delmarva Sycamore Associates.
Hey, Nick, how you doing, man?
Good, good. And I just wanted to offer our support for everything you guys are doing. We're publishing it on our Facebook page, and I'll make sure that I can get out there to your event.
Oh, that would be great. You mean on in Westminster or the Blazing Camo Day coming up this week?
Well, Blazing Camo Day, I don't think I do because I actually have to earn 11.
Right, I know. It's a Thursday, and we understand that, you know. But we've got more support, we think, this year than we did last year, our first one, because the news is out there. But, yes, indeed. Have you looked at the Poaching Restitution Act?
I have, and, we're on 100% in support of that. We'll be at the stakeholders meeting next week.
Good.
We have a big problem in Dorchester County with sick deer poaching. And, we're right there with you, brother.
I appreciate that. Yeah, well, you know, I'll bring some of these cards on the Poaching Restitution Act with me. We had rack cards printed up, just a real simple handout that outlines what the bill does. And the bullet points that Delegate O'Donnell put on our website are very, very convenient to understand what this does. There's like six things that this law will do if it's enacted. And, you know, you can't be charged for poaching in Maryland. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I mean, you know, there's so much that we don't know about it.
You cannot be charged, as of today, with poaching. You can be charged with shining an artificial light across the field. You can be charged with shooting at night. You can be charged with hunting out of season. You can be charged with all these little things, but there's no definition of the word poaching.
Wow. It's one of the reasons that your organization's so important, because you're bringing out stuff that, you know, the average hunter, the layperson, has no clue about.
Right.
So, it's kind of like we're doing with the Sick Deer Association. You know, there's so many Marylanders don't even know there is a sick deer or has no idea what they are.
Right.
That they have to be protected.
And but I have heard horror stories in Dorchester County and places. The newest practice is if you have an absentee landowner, you drive in there with a load of guys. You drop the guys off. You get the truck out of the way. You go set up on public property. You drive the guys you drop off in the truck drive the sick deer off the private property into public property, and that's where they shoot them.
Well, that's nice. The nefarious attempts, we have so many problems down in South Dorchester, but, you know, these guys will come up with any kind of way they can to scam the system. So we need something with teeth to be able to fight back. And you know, all good hunters support this effort, I can assure you.
Well, $2,000 to $5,000 mandatory fine. You know, that's what happens. You get charged with all these violations, a whole laundry list, and it says the potential. When this guy goes to court, he faces potential fines of $6,000. Okay, and the guy pleads down, and he gives a sob story. Oh, you know, I just needed a deer to feed my family. You know, I know I didn't have a license, and I'm sorry, Your Honor, that I was shooting at night, but I worked 7 days a week, and the court goes, well, I'll tell you what, you look like you're a pretty destitute guy. We'll fine you $500, you know, and away you go. Well, with a mandatory penalty, the court has to, of course, you know, use that penalty if it's part of the law. So the minimum is $2,000 for whitetail does, sick of deer, and whitetail bucks under 150 Boone and Crockett inches by the Boone and Crockett scoring system. So here's what's going to happen on February 9th when we have testimony. And we hope you can show up on the 9th. And I know you have to earn a living, but you need to encourage your members to just come to the gallery to the hearing at 1 o'clock in the Senate building to hear Senate Bill 266. Just show up. Okay, be very respectful and show up and support the Maryland Hunting Coalition and support the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. Here, you know, we're going to have We're going to have some hunting representatives there. We're going to have a Boone and Crockett scorer there to explain the system. We have a handout that shows the difference between a 125-inch buck and a 150-60-inch buck and then a 200-inch buck, and try to let these legislators understand what the differences are and, you know, why the penalties should be increased for a deer that has a higher score. Now, of course, no Sitka deer is going to score 150 inches Boone and Crockett. And to, rather than to get in the weeds with the, you know, the difference between a spike Sitka deer 4-point and a, you know, giant trophy 65-inch, 70-inch 6-point, the Sitka deer category is in the lesser of the two fine systems, you know. But $2,000 to $5,000 is still a lot more than what's out there right now.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to support it. You got to start someplace. We're all there. We have over 1,200 members and followers now. Our Facebook page is lit up.
Right.
I'm going to be on there later today. I'm heading out to go goose hunting now, and I'll be on there tonight because I'm probably going to try to get my last Sitka deer in. And
sure, of course.
We'll plug it. We'll be on your side, and hopefully some of our members will get out there too.
All right. Well, look, anything you see on our Facebook page, feel free to share with your group.
We will.
You know, I mean, we put the yesterday we put the Delegate O'Donnell, the poaching bill was dropped in the House yesterday, House Bill 410, with four sponsors. And the cool thing is, it's a bipartisan bill. We have Democrats and Republicans on both bills. Let's see, on the Senate, we have Senator Johnny Ray Solling from Baltimore County, J.B. Jennings, Baltimore-Harford County, Senator John Astle from Anne Arundel County, and Senator Steve Waugh from Southern Maryland, St. Mary's County. So we've got, you know, a pretty widespread amount of sponsors on that. And then on the House side, I have to look on the Facebook page for all of them, but Senator or Delegate Ahman from Baltimore County, Delegate O'Donnell from Calvert St. Mary's, and I don't want to shortchange anybody, but I had to have to look on the page. But the other two delegates, Senator Delegate Peitzel from out in Garrett County, and Crowley, I believe, is the other fella. And I'm not sure where he's from, but we've got widespread support in both chambers, and that doesn't mean it's a done deal. We've got to convince all 188, you know, lawmakers that these are good proposals.
We'll do everything we can. Alan, I got to run.
All right, buddy. I know. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right, Pastor.
See you, Nick. Bye bye. Good call. Good call from Nick. Nice guy, too. Fran, I'm sorry you're going to have to wait for just a minute, babe. We got to do a commercial here, or my producer is going to strangle me. And that would be for Clyde Sports Shop. Yes, indeed. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I'm just going to give you a couple good all-around firearms. The BPS pump. Pump shotgun, good for anything. Small game. Waterfowl comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge for any hunting application if you like a shotgun. There's even 12 and 20-gauge rifle barrel deer models available. Bottom ejection, that's the key. You're not spraying the guy next to you, you know, with those shells jumping out of the receiver because they're going to the bottom of the goose blind. It comes in Dura-Touch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo, has three choke tubes with the shotgun model. Then there is the 725 Satori Sporting Clays. If you are a shotgun sports aficionado and you like to shoot sporting clays and that type of thing, 725 is the ideal over and under. It comes with five different Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, and that cuts down on the recoil, triple trigger system, and Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones. This is all helps you with accuracy and choke, and basically it helps you hit more birds, more clay birds. The 725 Satori Sporting Firearm from Clyde Sport Shop. And then there's the X-Bolt. If you are going for any type of big game anywhere, the X-Bolt is an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting rifle. It comes in all standard, all magnum, and all short magnum calibers. It has an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. Yeah, I said adjustable feather trigger. Yes, that's what it is. It's the X-Bolt. all from Browning, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit, number 9, 410-242-6108. Go get them.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with over 1,000 exhibitors from major manufacturers, over 200 seminars from the hunting and fishing pros, over 600 outfitters, 9 action-packed days of hunting, fishing, boating, archery, guns, gear, and more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. How about that? Let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors one more time this hour. Lots of sales going on. All the Drake waterfowl clothing and other outdoor apparel at 40% off. 40% off. Look, it's the last day of deer season, last day of waterfowl season. Get out there and do it. Go check this out while you're on the shore. They'll pick your ducks and your geese while you're waiting, and you can browse and make sure you pick up a nice new piece of Drake waterfowl clothing. That's for sure. You'll like it. Avery decoys are on sale, too. All their duck decoys as well. Look, all the Mossberg guns, whatever's left, are on sale at great closeout prices. You can check that out, too. And the full line of firearms, the full line of bows and crossbows from Matthews and Mission and Hoyt and Ten Point and Excalibur and others. And the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Plenty of accessories. Lots of parking. Easy in, easy out, easy access to Route 50. And that exit is Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. You'll see the sign if you're headed eastbound first. It's a big green sign up on the side of the highway, Chesapeake Outdoors. You just go around, take the exit, go around the block, and you're in the parking lot. Good to go. Drop your ducks and geese off and get them picked, and they do a nice job for you, too. There you go. All right. Their phone number, 410-604-2500. Nice folks. They'll take care of you. And a big sale. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together.
Why are you playing Elvis?
We're suspicious.
Well, it's just in the rotation, right? Caught in a trap. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's the one we play for the trappers when they're here. That and Muskrat Love. yeah, we ought to just key up Muskrat Love if you have it in there. We'll talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Yes, good morning. You know, the reason I was calling about the camo day?
Yes.
then you mentioned on February the 9th about the poaching bill.
Yeah.
And I was getting confused because I've really gotten into that poaching thing.
Yeah.
I even wrote a little song about it.
You did?
Yeah. But anyway, and so I thought, oh, wait a minute. But then you explained it to that other guy.
Yeah.
It's what's going to happen Camo Day.
Yes.
Now, let me understand. On the 9th of February?
That is a hearing in the Senate committee.
Okay.
It's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Let me break it down here for you real quick. Blazing Camo Day is a rally.
Right.
It is where we gather at Lawyers Mall outside the State House.
I understand that part. But what is the ninth? What happens?
The ninth.
The ninth?
Yeah. So of course the public can show up there. It is when the committee meets to hear the bill being read.
Right.
The sponsor will present the bill.
Right.
And he will say, we urge the committee to find a favorable report on this bill.
Right.
Then the committee, there are 11 members on the Senate committee that hears this. Okay.
Okay.
They will discuss it. They will listen to testimony,
okay,
which we will submit written testimony. And then we will have a panel of people who give oral testimony. You get about 2 minutes to give your oral testimony.
Right.
So we know that Lou Compton, for example, is going to be there, the president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society and the chairman of the Wildlife Advisory Committee, same guy. He's going to be there to testify. He'll submit written testimony, and he will also say a few things for 2 minutes.
Right.
Bill Miles will be there, our advocate. I'll be there.
Okay.
We have a landowner who manages his property for, for deer,
mm-hmm,
and he'll be there to testify. And then I'll be there, and then we'll also have a Boone and Crockett Club, which is an organization that scores trophies, all North American trophies are scored by the Boone and Crockett Club, and that's what our penalty is based on, is the Boone and Crockett score of the whitetail deer antlers.
Okay.
So he'll be there if they have any questions about that. It's basically a measuring system where you measure the length, the diameter of each tine, and then you add the inside spread of the animal to come up with a score.
Right.
Of inches of antlers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So deer that have smaller antlers are certainly a very nice deer, but the fellows that manage their properties for these larger deer allow these deer to grow up on their properties,
mm-hmm,
and they become 4.5 and 5.5 years old. And once they're 5.5, they're pretty much past their peak of breeding.
Okay,
but their antlers continue to grow. So
mm-hmm,
these are what you call quality animals. These are animals that have passed their good genetics through to the next generation.
Okay.
And as their antlers grow, of course, they become more desirable for hunters who seek large antlers.
Okay.
So that Boone and Crockett score of under 150 inches are for deer that go up to about 3.5 years old, and the mature animals are bigger and better. And these are the animals that these guys have invested time and money in, and that's how that works.
Okay. You're still giving the pink caps to the women, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Fran.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. All on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Join us at Blazing Camo Day, February 4th. Come at 8:30 and park at the Naval Marine parking lot off Taylor Avenue, third entrance into that by the airplane. And we'll see you there. Get out, stay out, stay safe today.